This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury, in the studio with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Christine Wong.
Almost time for us to wrap up, but of course, we have been asking a question. What daily routine changes will you continue after the MCO is lifted? You can let us know, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're available at BFM Radio. I've got a message over on WhatsApp from Ung Ti Kang, who says, cooking at home, I will be continuing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people will, actually.
Yes, yeah. I would like to.
I'm expecting to see a lot more people making bread as well in the future. More bread updates on my Facebook.
Because now we know
timeline.
The value of bread.
Oh my word. Yeah. Yes.
If anyone wants to deliver me freshly baked bread, they can.
Yes, indeed. Right. So people have a lot of time on their hands right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And often they might not be spending all of that time doing the right thing. So let's talk about Dr. Daniel Riordan. He's
right.
a research fellow at Melbourne University, and he was building a necklace that sounds an alarm on facial contact when a mishap occurred on Thursday night. He's a 27-year-old astrophysicist who studies pulsars and gravitational waves. So, you know, he's up there. He's a smart fella.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was trying to liven up the boredom of self-isolation with four very powerful neodymium magnets.
Yeah, so speaking to Guardian Australia, he said that I have some electronic equipment, but really no experience or expertise in building circuits or things. I had a part that detects magnetic fields. I thought that if I built a circuit that could detect the magnetic field and we were more magnets, that wore more magnets on our wrists, then it could set off an alarm if you brought it too close to your face. A bit of boredom in isolation made me think of that.
Yeah, sounds like the road to hell is paved with good intentions there, because then he realized that the electronic part that he had actually did the opposite thing and would only complete a circuit when there was no magnetic field present. So he said, I accidentally invented a necklace that buzzes continuously unless you move your hand close to your face. After scrapping that idea, I was still a bit bored playing with the magnets, and it's the same logic as clipping pegs to your ears. I clipped them to my earlobes and then I clipped them to my nostril, and then things went downhill pretty quickly when I clipped the magnets to my other nostril.
So he said he placed two magnets inside his nostrils and two on the outside.
This is an astrophysicist,
this
by the way.
This is an astrophysicist.
Just keep remembering that. Yep.
When he removed the magnets from the outside of his nose, the two inside stuck together. Unfortunately, the researcher then attempted to use his remaining magnets to remove them. And he said, I was trying to pull them out, but there's a ridge at the bottom of your nose that you can't get past. After struggling for 20 minutes, he decided to Google the problem and found an article about an 11-year-old boy who had the same problem. The solution is it was in more magnets to put on the outside to offset the pull from the ones on the inside. As he was pulling downwards to try and remove the magnets, they clipped onto each other and he lost his grip. And those two magnets ended up in his left nostril whilst the other one was in his right. At this point, he ran out of magnets.
No, of course he did.
It's a blessing in disguise that he did.
Before attending the hospital, Riordan attempted to use pliers to pull them out, but they became magnetized by the magnets inside his nose. So he said that every time I brought the pliers close to my nose, my entire nose would shift towards the pliers, and then the pliers would stick to the magnet. It was a little bit painful at this point. He also said that my partner took me to the hospital, and she works in because she wanted all her colleagues to laugh at me. The doctors thought it was quite funny, making comments like, this is an injury due to self-isolation and boredom.
So if you're wondering how the whole situation was resolved, at the hospital, a team of two doctors applied an anesthetic spray and manually removed the magnets from Weirden's nose. He said when they got the three out from the left nostril, the last one fell down my throat. That could have been a bit of a problem if I swallowed or breathed it in, but I was thankfully able to lean forward and cough it out. Needless to say, I am not going to play with the magnets anymore. Medical records from the emergency department said that he did not have difficulty breathing and denied the presence of further magnets up his nose. And the, again, astrophysicist told Guardian Australia he had ruled out further experiments with the magnets and face touching and would find other ways to pass the time while at home. Ending the article with, I'm actually getting a lot of work done. Working remotely is not that bad. We're also renovating our house. So I'm building shelves, making furniture, doing some tiling. I would suggest stay away from tools, please.
Yeah, just altogether.
Stop doing anything.
Stop doing
especially the pliers. Like, especially the pliers.
But this is a man who is predicting, you know, the movement of objects in space and using these wonderful mathematical equations. And these are the kind of people that, you know, we look at and go, this guy's supposed to be a genius.
Yeah, so you know what? I think that this period of time where people are at home and maybe a bit bored, you know, it's actually a fantastic time to be innovating. Like we were speaking to Dash earlier, it's a great time for startups to be innovating as well. But maybe put some thought into what you're trying to create before you do it, you know? Don't Jurassic Park that situation.
I was thinking that we have a lot of PSAs playing about, you know, how this situation has brought out the best in people, how it brings out like parts of yourself which you wouldn't sort of like connect with before. And then sometimes I think like stories like this show that it also brings out the worst in people because being that isolated, you come up with ideas that you shouldn't be coming up with.
I mean, the PSA should be, you know, please don't put magnets up your nose.
Yeah, don't put anything up your nose.
Especially if you are an astrophysicist.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a bad idea to create some sort of gadget that prevents you from touching your face. I think that is not a necessarily terrible idea, but maybe someone with some sort of technical expertise could do that. Not you, Daniel.
Or you could just wear a balaclava.
Or a mask.
Right, of course, we've ended on a light note, which is really nice, actually, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, we have the Breakfast Grill replay, and it's with a couple of comedians. It's with Jason Leong and Kevin Jay. So in these times of great uncertainty, what is the role of a comedian? Does comedy have a role to play in the national political discourse? And what's it like to operate in the Malaysian comedy scene? Of course, with it being April Fool's Day, the Breakfast Grill spoke with Kevin Jay and Jason Leong about the art and business of making people laugh. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Thanks very much for all of your messages, your tweets, your Instagram stories, and of course your WhatsApp messages. We're going to take some music into the break right now. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at 10 a.m. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.